Selma, how come the cakes you make never come out like the cakes on this box?
I was gonna let you lick the spoon, but if you feel that way about it, lick the box.
Oh, Selma, you did a nice job on that cake.
Thank you, Mom.
I wonder why your cakes never look like the picture on the box.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Ma, you know, I don't even know how old Wilona is. How many candles should I use?
Well, let me see now. 10, 20, 30. No, better not use that many. We don't want to start another Chicago fire.
Ma, why is it that women are so sensitive about their ages?
That's not true. I'm not sensitive.
All right, then how old are you?
30, 40. You like me to go upside your head?
That's it, I'm finished. I decided to use one candle.
Ah, now that was being tactful.
No, that's all we got left. Oh. Well, I better hide this cake in the bedroom so Wilona doesn't see you.
Right.
Ma, yeah. I wonder if JJ's gonna stick his elbow in the cake again like he did last year. That sure was funny.
I don't think that was so funny. JJ messed up a good suit, and Wilona kept wondering why the cake was so low in the middle.
Is it safe?
Yeah, JJ's all clear. Come on.
Boy, I can't tell you the hassle I had carrying this thing on the bus here today. This lady kept yakking and yakking at me.
About what?
I don't know. When I stood up to find out, she went and took my seat.
Come on, son, let's see it.
All right.
Wow.
Oh. All right.
JJ, you had it framed so nice. Oh, I'm sure Wilona's just gonna love it.
But how were you able to paint her without her knowing it?
Hey, painting without her knowing it was no big problem. Painting her when she wasn't talking, now that was the problem.
Well, Wilona'll be here any minute, so hide the painting in my room, okay?
Right.
Oh, Ma, you know, do you think we did the right thing by inviting Ray? You know, he and Wilona have been divorced like 6 years, and you know how Wilona feels about the man.
Yeah, the way a barber feels about Kojak's head.
You know, when Ray called, I couldn't do nothing else but invite him. That man sweet-talked me so much. By the time I hung up that phone, I had gained 5 pounds.
Thelma, you dummy! How many times I tell you?
JJ, let me see your sleeve. Oh, it's all right.
What a relief. For a minute, JJ, we thought you stuck your elbow in the cake again.
No way!
Oh, JJ, you did it again!
Emma, how many times I tell you not to put the cake where somebody's gonna sit? I don't have eyes in my behind.
No, just brains.
Either change your pants or put some frosting on your shirt to match. That might be Wilona. Come on, kids. But remember now, this is supposed to be a surprise. Go ahead, go ahead.
Light up the candles, toot on the horn. Today's the day that Wilona was born.
Wilona, we wanted to surprise you.
Well, honey, you see, I knew you wasn't gonna let my birthday pass without a party. And I knew it was my birthday the first thing I woke up this morning, honey, crying.
Well, Mama, why were you crying?
Because I knew I would never see 24 again.
You haven't seen 24 in so long, you'd hardly recognize it.
No, you know, that was very cold.
Thank
you, baby.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sugar.
And many, many more.
Oh, Lord. Okay, let's get the party on the road.
Hey, what's your hurry? If we started a little later, the birthday will last a little longer.
Well,
come on, Michael. Let's go see if we can help JJ.
Yeah. No, sit down, honey. I got some news to tell you.
Oh, news.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Guess
what is it?
Who called me?
Well, give me a hand.
Well, he's tall, dark, and double-crossing. I used to be married to him.
You used to be married to him? Give me another hint.
Ray is back in town.
Ray is back in town?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I know you can hardly wait to see him.
Are you crazy? I mean, take another ride on that roller coaster again. Not yours truly. I mean, that dude got more girls' phone numbers than a Chicago telephone. Now, I wouldn't say, that Ray catted about. But I will say, when we got our divorce, he got custody of the kitty litter.
Lorna, I might as well tell you the truth. Ray called me.
What?
He wanted me to invite him over.
Well, did you?
Oh, well, Lorna, I'd just as soon stand on my head in Marshall Field's window. Well, Lorna, would it hurt you to see him?
Flo, aren't you hip to Malona's golden rule? Do unto the dude before the dude do it unto you. If that dude walked in here right this minute, I would stomp up one side of him, honey, and down the other.
So what else is new?
Flo, you gonna open that door?
Yeah.
What door? Honey, you better see a doctor about your ears. Somebody is definitely locking on this door.
Hi, Willie.
Oh. So when does the first show start at Marshall Field?
You remember 6 years ago when you told me to go to hell? Well, I'm back.
Big deal.
Only you could at least talk to him.
Ray, come on in.
I'm a changed man, Willie.
Sure. And a tiger can change his spots.
Stripes. Tigers have stripes.
Whatever.
Well, I guess I better check on the kids.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I don't blame Florida. It's your birthday. And I missed you. Hmm. Happy birthday, Willie.
Don't touch me.
Anyway, you're still number one on my charts.
Oh, now, where have I heard those words before? Oh, yeah, I remember. That came right after Honest Baby, Never Again.
Now, that was then, but this is now.
And that's the door. Use it.
You know you don't mean that.
Hey, try me. Get out of my face and leave me alone, Ray.
I can't leave you alone. Everywhere I go, baby.
Hey, what did you come back for? You sure know how to louse up a birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
That the cake wasn't so low in the middle.
Oh, Jay, yeah, you did.
Hey, Ray, my man!
Oh, no, no, now don't tell me. Now, this couldn't be Thelma.
It's me.
Say it is. You know, I go away for 6 years, and you come out to be a beautiful young woman.
Thank you, Ray.
Hey, Ray, you still playing bass?
Chick-a-ding, 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 chick-a-ding. What else, man? But, it's off the road for this musician. No, I'm settling in. A little combo at the Sheridan. Finally got my head straight. Honest.
Don't mean chitlins to me.
Now, why don't we all sit down and have some cake and coffee?
Oh, Florida. I am sorry, baby. God knows. I should have told you how good it is to see you again.
Oh, Ray.
You've always been the sweetest thing since sugar to me, baby.
Oh, thank you. Ooh, sweet talk to me again.
Ocean.
Well, well, Lorna, we did not forget your birthday. We got you a present. Voila!
Oh, JJ, I love it. It's gorgeous. It's sensational. It's fantastic. It's me.
Lorna, how about a little sugar for the frame? Thanks, everybody.
You know, JJ, I mean, you are some kind of genius, man.
Well, you know, what can I say?
I mean, you have captured the picture that I've been holding in my heart all these years.
You might have held it in your heart, but in your wallet, you had the pictures of three other girls.
Here we go.
Lorna.
Why don't you cut the cake?
Okay.
Make mine an end piece.
Well, since JJ sat in it, they're all end pieces.
Looks good to me, Delma.
Oh, well, thank you for this. It's beautiful.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, right in the window.
There you go, Ray. Well, Ray, where are you staying?
Oh, I took a small apartment not far from here.
Huh?
Very quiet place. You know, you'd be surprised how domesticated I've become. Oh. I mean, baby, I cook everything.
Oh, cook?
I remember in the olden days, I couldn't even get you to make the toast. You were never home long enough for it to pop up.
Even so, baby, those were the good times. I remember you'd come by the club and we'd go out for burgers and fries at Sneaky Sam's.
And remember the waitress you was always hitting on, Sleazy Sarah? You know, I never minded you over-tipping her, but I just didn't dig where you put the tip.
Baby, I guess you'll never get over being uptight. I'm sorry, Florida.
It's all right, I tried.
Kids. Oh. By the way, little birthday present. For the good times.
Ray, wait a minute.
Well, Ona, aren't you gonna open it?
Ray, wait a minute.
Hey, I don't know what this is, but this is the first time you ever gave me anything.
Well, Ona, open it, please.
Okay. So nervous.
Oh, well, Ona, that's a beautiful locket.
Oh, yeah. Ray, hey, thank you. It's lovely.
You know, I came this close to getting you a diamond ring, but then I ran out of Cracker Jack box.
Hey, I know you. When you decide to go, you go first class. Oh, listen, Ray, maybe I have been wrong. Maybe a tiger can't change his spots.
Stripes.
Whatever, honey. Ray, you haven't had your cake yet. Why don't you stay a while?
Hooray! I thought you never asked!
Yeah,
hey, listen, man, I can't just get into this
first
now.
First goes to him.
Oh, thanks, man. Oh, yeah, hey, yeah. Like
How do you like the cake, Ray? How do you like it?
Delicious.
Come on, Adam. Oh, pour me some of that sassafras.
Honey, can you fasten this for me, please?
Okay, Ma.
You sure you don't want to go shopping with us?
Oh, sure, Ma. I have a lot of studying to do. In high school, you can get by if you just open the books. In college, you gotta study them bad boys. Oh, Ma, I just broke it.
Oh, that's all right, honey. Well, we won't be long. I just gotta match some threads.
I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm
Oh, boy.
In love. With a wonderful guy.
Oh, well, Lona, do we have to wait for the bus to go downtown? Or could I hitch a ride on your cloud?
It shows, huh?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. For the last 6 weeks, ever since Ray's been back.
Oh, isn't it ridiculous? I mean, no ordinary man should have the power to make a woman feel so good. Woo, Lord, but then again, Ray is no ordinary man.
Well, Lona, how does it feel to be in love all over again with the same man, huh?
It feels...
Yeah?
Scary. Because this time, if anything goes wrong, it will wipe me out.
Well, this time is for all times. Believe me, I know.
Hey, hey, hey. Can you two loud mouths keep a secret?
A secret?
Go ahead. What is it? What is it?
Now, listen, I know you cool. But see, every time Flo hears one little thing, she goes down to the laundromat and run her mouth, blabbing all over the place.
Well, Lona, when have I ever blabbed everything all over the laundry room?
The time I threatened to put starch in your pantyhose unless you told me what you heard. All right, cross your heart and hope to die. You won't tell.
Well, Lona, you're looking at a face without a mouth.
Now, here it is.
Okay.
Yeah, what?
Ray
what?
And I getting married again. Ah! Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I gotta tell somebody. I was only teasing.
Well, Lona, that's wonderful.
Flo, will you be my bridesmaid?
I did it before, and I'm gonna keep on doing it till you do it right.
This time it's gonna be right. You know, maybe we'll even have a baby.
Oh, that would be so nice for Ray. Mm-hmm. I remember what James said when I told him JJ was coming.
He said, if it's all the same with you, could we have someone else?
Oh, no. That is not true. What did he say? Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, a little baby boy that looked like Ray.
Oh, no. You gotta have a little girl. Then I can teach you how to cook and sew. And then I'm gonna
gonna teach you about women's lib, mm-hmm. so she wouldn't have to waste her whole life cooking and so on.
Come on, let's go.
Okay. Listen, honey. Now, Ray and I are going out to dinner tonight. Uh-huh. Now, if he gets back before I do, don't you let him get away.
Okay. Yeah? Okay. All right.
Come on, Madonna.
Oh, let's go.
Okay, you see y'all later now. Okay. All right. Hello? Oh, hi, JJ. No, no messages. Sure, I'm sure. Honestly, nobody called you. I am not lying. Wait a minute. Yeah. Chick just called here about a second ago. And she said she never wants to see you again. And she also said, if you dare show your face around her place, her father is going to introduce your nose to your left ear. I don't know who she was. She didn't leave her name. Now let him sweat.
Hey.
Hey, Ray, you just missed Alona.
Yeah, that's what I thought when there was nobody home next door.
Well, you're welcome to wait here if you like.
Okay.
I have a lot of studying to do. I have a French exam tomorrow.
Oh, hey, maybe I can help. You know, I worked on a French cruise liner once. Learned to speak the language like a native of Chicago.
Well, let me get you some coffee.
Oh, that'd be nice. You know, 6 weeks, and this is the first time we've had to be alone.
Well, it's nice to have you back, Ray.
Yeah, I can't get over how much you changed since the last time I saw you.
Well, I do have a lot of work to do.
Parts of the body. Ah, that's a typical French lesson for you.
La tête, the head. Le dos, the back. Le pied, the feet.
Le main, le bras, le cou.
Would you like milk and sugar with your coffee, Ray?
Just sugar.
Thelma, you're so lovely. So sweet.
Oh, Ray, don't do this. Don't do this, Ray. Oh, Ray, don't do this.
Hey, I'm glad you got back.
I forgot to take the blouse to match the thread.
Thelma, is something wrong? Thelma, what's happening?
Thelma was studying her French lesson and I was teasing her.
Oh, stinker. Is that it, Thelma? Well, Thelma, is it?
Now you heard, Ray. It was all in fun. Excuse me.
Thelma, honey, you know, if something happens, you can't make it go away by pretending it didn't.
You know how Ray used to always tease me when I was a little girl.
Yeah, but you're a woman now. There's a big difference.
But nothing happened, Ma. Like I told you, nothing happened.
Thelma, you can shuck some of the people all of the time. And you can shuck all of the people some of the time. But you can't shuck your mama none of the time.
Nothing, Ma. Nothing. Nothing happened.
You don't want to hurt Willona, is that it?
Ma, you heard what she said. She loves him and they're gonna get married again, right? Ma, nothing happened. Nothing. Oh.
caught you two in the act.
Oh. JJ, you should learn to knock.
Learn to knock in my own house? Yeah, that Michael got to knock in my own house now.
Oh, Flo, listen. We got to cut out. I'll see you later. Come on, baby, let's go.
Willona.
Huh?
Something happened between those two.
What do you mean something happened? Thelma, come out here.
Willona. Thelma won't say anything because she doesn't want to hurt you. And I don't want to see you get hurt either.
Flo, hey, what are you really talking about?
Come on, baby, let's go.
Willona, I've got to talk to you.
Come on, let's go,
Willona,
baby.
Will you listen to me?
I am listening, Flo. What are you trying to say?
Well, what I'm trying to say is Ray has not changed one bit.
What?
He's still a bum.
What the hell are you mean?
Hey, wait, hold
you
it.
Are.
Wait a minute. You don't stop this. You don't break up your friendship over some creep like him.
What do you mean, creep?
Willona.
What?
I'm going to tell you the truth.
What?
Ray, he came up pretty strong with me. Yes, he did. He grabbed me.
Now, she's lying. What are you going to believe, some flaky kid or your old man? Now, make up your mind. You're going with me or you're going to stay.
All right, Ray. You get your nickel slick bones out of here.
Well, Ray, you got the word split. Willie.
You heard what my son said.
Hold it. Flo, please.
Please.
JJ, you keep your hands to yourself. Ray is mine.
That's my sweet Willie.
Ray.
All right, baby. Look, I'm glad you told me. I'm just so sorry it happened to you.
Oh, but if it wasn't you, it'd be somebody else sooner or later.
Hey, Willona. Don't worry. I mean, you're a good-looking chick, you know? You don't need a turkey like that. You can get any turkey you want.
That's right, Willona. There are a lot of other fish in the sea. Well, what I'm trying to say is...
Honey, listen. I know what you're trying to say. And there's also a lot of other pebbles on the beach.
Right. There are lots of other pebbles on the beach.
All right. Hello? Jackson's Bakery? This is Willona Woods. You know the cake I ordered? The one with the three layers? The doves on the side, silver bells, and the bride and groom on top. Well, there. Yes, the one. I want to make one little tiny small adjustment. You know what you were going to write? Congratulations, Ray and Willona. Change that to Happy Bar Mitzvah Stuart Goldberg. Mm-hmm. And I hope you find a buyer. I couldn't.